This is Health Matters with a report on current medical thinking regarding home care for wounds and burns.
According to the director of the Tower Wound Care Center in Los Angeles, cleaning scrapes and cuts with peroxide or alcohol and letting them dry and scab over is not recommended. Peroxide may help dislodge debris from a wound and dissolve some dry blood, but it is very irritating to the open flesh. Same with alcohol. While these old standbys kill some bacteria, they also kill live tissue and irritate the wound bed.
Putting ice on a burn is also out of date, as is using butter on a burn. So what home remedies work best when treating a burned or wound?
According to experts, you should immediately cleanse an open wound with clear running water for a few minutes. Once the wound is clean, apply firm direct pressure with clean gauze or a towel to stop the bleeding. Then cover the wound and keep it moist. The old-school idea of letting the wounds dry out leaves it open and defenseless against infection.
Unless the size of the wound requires a larger covering, a sterile Band-Aid creates the moist environment that is most beneficial for healing. For larger wounds, sterile gauze is recommended. Covering the wound with a small amount of plain ointment is also recommended. Ointments like Aquaphor, which has become a standard treatment for restoring wounded skin.
Aquaphor is a mix of petrolatum, glycerin, and panthenol. Glycerin is a vegetable compound and panthenol is a vitamin B derivative.
Keeping a wound moist until completely healed is the fastest route to recovering with minimal scarring. The idea is to enable the skin to completely regenerate. After the wound is healed, it is a good idea to use moisturizer or silicone-based gels, which are effective in further reducing scar tissue.
The first step in treating burns is also running water. Keep the burned area under cold, running water for at least 20 minutes. Applying ice to a burn, a standard home remedy, is a bad idea. The primary reason against ice is that it can restrict blood flow to the area. It could also cause frostbite and ultimately do more damage.
Burns are painful, and home treatment of burns needs to address the pain. Cool running water alleviates burn pain temporarily, but once the area is removed from water, the pain comes back. There are some surprising remedies for pain. While these home remedies for pain are not usually recommended by professionals, they do help.
Mint toothpaste and vanilla extract are two simple pain relievers for burns. Mint is a cooling herb. A thin layer applied to the burn helps reduce the pain. Vanilla extract relieves pain because it has a mild alcohol base. As the alcohol evaporates, it cools the burned area. This would not be appropriate for burns that have penetrated the outer layer of the skin.
A solution of diluted white vinegar works to alleviate pain by drawing heat out. White vinegar also contains acetic acid, a component of aspirin that relieves pain in the nerves. Since white vinegar is antiseptic and astringent, it keeps the burn from becoming infected. Paper towels soaked in diluted white vinegar make a soothing compress for burns.
Once the burn has cooled, it should be covered with a nonstick gauze. Nonstick gauze for burns is available over-the-counter and at Amazon.com. But it's easy enough to make your own nonstick gauze by applying Vaseline or Aquaphor to a clean gauze.
The urgent question about home treatment of injuries or burns is this: when should a medical doctor be consulted?
And the answer, of course, depends on the severity of the wound or the burn. Deep cuts where you can't stop the bleeding should be seen by a doctor. So should burns that blister. It's a common sense issue, and most people know when a cut or burn requires medical attention. Often, an initial home treatment seems to work, but when wounds become inflamed, swollen, and painful, it means an infection has set in and it should be looked at.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.